Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. A loosely organized protest movement has found itself occupying Wall Street for the last 6 days, starting on September 17th. Although you probably have not heard about it through our national media, it is a real phenomenon with real people. The fact that the media has not commented on it only tells you that this is another hidden history. I visited them on Monday in Zuccotti Park, redubbed Liberty Park, in New York City, just above Wall Street. And here are some of the things they had to say.
Essentially, Wall Street's a symbol, right? I mean, this place isn't where all the evil starts and ends. But we're trying to send a message that, you know, the American people have had enough. You know, there's nine, like these guys are saying earlier, you know, the top 1% has 75% of the wealth.
So where are you from?
Oakland, California.
Oakland, California, that's quite a drive. You drive or you hitchhike?
We bought one-way tickets and quit our jobs.
Wow, no kidding?
No kidding.
So what's your prognosis?
Well, it's really early to tell, but we've been hearing from people who came out here from Spain. Some people have flown out here from Madrid, and they said we've got a better, more organized start than they did, so I'm feeling optimistic.
Are you concerned about pension funds?
No, not really, because I'm very sure I will never have a pension. Although these guys in blue here that have been so kind to guide us around and be nice to us for the most part, they're getting screwed too.
Initially, their numbers hovered near 20,000 on Saturday. By the time I talked with them on Monday, those numbers had diminished considerably. And yet, they remain optimistic, and they seemed sincere and obstinate in their belief that their steadfast refusal to leave Liberty Park could change the world. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.